Topic. Oh, sì, certamente ridammi. Adili, Adelila, chapter 3, verse number 35 or 55 onwards. Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna Mataji, yes, I am here. Thank you so much. Can I start?
All wishes to Prabhupada, all wishes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving you very and enlightening us on this topic. I now hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please take the call.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Kaumataki Mataji, my humble obeisances to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We will get started now. Let us start with Mangalacharan prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam स्थापितं येन स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रताम् सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं साद्दूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदा सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपास्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
ಜಯದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಟುಡೇ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಟು ಹರ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಪ್ರೀತಿ ವಿಲಾಸಿನಿ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಫಾರ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಮಿ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಸಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಥಾ. So today we are going to discuss, I think, three verses from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Antya Leela, Chapter 3, verses 55, 56 and 57. So Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing this very wonderful conversation between Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has appeared in Kali Yuga to give the holy name to all of us, which is the Yuga Dharma, and thereby to deliver all of us from this abominable, contaminating association of the personality of Kali, which is characterized by quarrel and hypocrisy. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, Kali Kale Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtana Krishna Shakti Viranahi Tara Pravartana. In Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is Nam Sankirtan and you are the Namacharya. My dear Haridas Thakur, my pain in the heart, my worry is how will the people in general who are not devotees, how will the animals, how will the birds, the insects, the trees and plants, how will they be delivered? I am preaching, I am giving Krishna Naam all over Bharatvarsh, Bharat Bhumi. But what about those who are not taking up this process? What about those who are mlechas, meat eaters? What about them? How will they be delivered? So Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, always wanting to give joy to the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke. He said that Shuddha Naam gives Krishna Prem. There are two types of chanting of the holy name. The first is Shuddha Naam. Shuddha Naam is that name of Krishna which is chanted by a person to please Krishna without any desire for enjoyment, bhukti, without any desire for any kind of liberation, mukti, without any conception that chanting of the holy name of Krishna is some karmakandi activity, and without any conception that by chanting the holy name I will become a big jnani, or I will become very learned scholar, or I will be able to understand the supreme transcendence by chanting this holy name. No. Shuddha Naam is that Naam which is chanted by a devotee who has realization that the name is non-different from the named. Abhinnatva Nama Namino Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavratam Anukul Lena Krishnanu, to please Krishna. Anukul Lena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. The definition of Uttama Bhakti, the definition of pure devotional service, is the same as the definition of Shuddha Naam. If someone asks you, what is the definition of Shuddha Naam? According to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Jaiva Dharma, the definition of Shuddha Naam is the same as the definition of pure devotional service. There is no difference. Pure devotional service is defined by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as Anya Bhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavratam Anukulena Krishnanu Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Pure devotional service is devoid of all other desires. Desire for enjoyment, desire for liberation from this material world where there is so much suffering, freedom from birth, old age, disease, death. None of these desires are there in pure devotional service. There are no contaminations caused by karma kand, fruitive activities. I will chant Hare Krishna and I will get this benefit. I will get these material benefits by chanting Harinam. No. No conception of karma kand. No conception of jnana kand. That by chanting Hare Krishna, I will increase my knowledge of the absolute truth and there is something beyond the holy name which I am using the holy name to achieve. No, no, no. Not like that. Chanting Krishna Nam is the means and it is the end. That is pure holy name. Jnana karma dhyanavratam and anukulena Krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. We chant for the pleasure of Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has said, Satatam kirta yanto mam yatantascha dridavrata namashyantascha mam nitya namashyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Satatam kirta yanto mam yatantascha dridavrata. Krishna is saying that my devotees, my real devotees, they are always chanting my holy name with a drid vrat. Sankhya purvaka nama gana nati bhi kala vasani krito. How do we spend our time, our kal? By sankhya purvaka nama gana. We take our bead bag and we chant with sankhya. We count, there are 108 beads, 108 mantras, and then you keep a count with the sakshi mala also of how much you are chanting on the japa mala. That is sankhya purvaka. Why do we keep sankhya? Why not just keep chanting? Okay, forget the bead, forget the counter. Just going to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Why do we keep Sankhya? This question is also answered by Paramhamsa Babaji in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Jaiva Dharma. The only reason we keep Sankhya when we chant Krishna Nam is because we want to make sure that as time goes by, we are increasing our Naam Bhajan and not decreasing. And we are not plateauing. We don't want to plateau. We don't want to go down. We want to go up. That is the only reason why we keep Sankhya. Which means, my dear friends, if we are chanting 16 rounds minimum every day, we must not stay at 16 rounds. We must gradually increase our Sankhya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes. So this is Shuddha Naam. It is chanted for the pleasure of Krishna. Because Krishna is saying that with Dridavrata, my devotee will always chant. I will chant. Shuddha Naam is to chant for the pleasure of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Bhagavata at two places, to Tapan Mishra and to all the devotees in Navadvip before taking sannyas, he personally spoke this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These 16 names which form this Mahamantra, please chant this day and night. There is no vidhi, there is no niyam for chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, always chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat has given this Mahamantra, that's why I will chant. That is Shuddha Naam, for the pleasure of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada has said, chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, on all his lectures, on his purports, he's always stressing the importance of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In so many purports he writes, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There is one purport in Bhagavad Gita, Anta Kale Cha Maam Eva Smaran Muktva Kalevaram, 8th chapter, where Prabhupada quotes Hare Krishna Mahamantra two times, the entire Hare Krishna Mahamantra two times, in one purport. Hundreds of times Srila Prabhupada has told us to chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he said the minimum for 16 rounds every day. So because Guru Maharaj has said, I will chant. This, my dear friends, is Shuddha Naam. To chant for the pleasure of Krishna without having any ulterior motive, without having any material mundane desire, and avoiding the 10 offenses against the holy name. Not criticizing devotees, not disobeying the orders of spiritual master. That is Shuddhana, where there is no Nama Prad and there is no desire for anything but pure devotional service. No desire for anything except the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga. Guru, Gauranga, Gopinath. Their pleasure. Chanting for their pleasure. Okay. Krishna has said, Gopinath has said, chant. Gauranga Mahaprabhu has said, chant in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Prabhupada has said, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Bhaktivedanta purports. My Guru Maharaj also has instructed me so many times in his lectures. I will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra for the pleasure of Guru Gauranga Gopinath. I don't want wealth, na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. I don't want to attract the opposite sex. I don't want money. I don't want followers. I don't want to become the most popular speaker. I don't want to become the most melodious singer. I don't want to become the most accomplished pujari who everybody is calling for deity worship seminars. I don't want to be the best mridanga player. I don't want to be the best manager in ISKCON. I don't want to be the best fundraiser in ISKCON. I don't want any such fame, distinction, adoration, prestige. No. I don't want any of these upadhis. Gopi Bhartur Padakam Alayor Das Dasam. I am everyone's servant. I will encourage all the devotees. I will encourage all the devotees. I will not be envious towards them. And I will always chant for my benefit, for the benefit of everyone, and for the pleasure of Krishna. With this sankalpa, with this understanding, if we chant, my dear friends, today we can chant Shuddhanam. If we have memorized the 10 offenses against the holy name, we have understood the 10 offenses against the holy name, we avoid them, we don't do sadhu ninda, we don't do guru avagya, we don't consider chanting to be karmakand, we avoid all those 10 offenses carefully, we don't instruct a faithless person about chanting the holy name, they will simply make fun. We give up material attachments, 10th offense, and we attentively chant every day, a minimum fixed sankhya of 16 rounds. More than that, but minimum 16, nicely. Then we can reach the platform of Shuddhanam. So Haridas Thakur is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shuddhanam gives Krishna Prem. But Mahaprabhu's question is, those who are not chanting, those who are not devotees, what hope do they have of getting freed from suffering in this material world? The same question was asked by Parikshit Maharaj to Shukdev Goswami. Towards the end of the fifth canto, Shukdev Goswami gave a vivid description of the hellish planets. Hearing that, Parikshit Maharaj's heart was completely broken. There is so much suffering. He asked Shukdev Goswami, do these hellish planets really exist? Are they in this Brahmanda or are we talking about some other universe? Shukdev Goswami says, no, my dear Parikshit. The hellish planets are real and they exist in this universe, in this Brahmanda. Yes. And the sinners, they go there. And there are so many different types of sufferings there. When Parikshit Maharaj heard this, he was heartbroken. Just imagining, thinking that there are people like me, like my family members, my friends, my subjects, my citizens, they actually go through these hells where for 1 lakh miles they have to walk being whipped by Yamdutas. They are not given any water. The land on which they have to walk, the road is scorching hot. The sun is scorching hot and they are not given water and they have to walk 1 lakh miles. How painful this was for Parikshit Maharaj. And there, the suffering actually begins when they reach the hellish planets. How is that possible? How can I let anyone go there? So immediately he asks question, how can people be saved from going to the hellish planets? Parikshit Maharaj is asking the same question as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because the desires, the heart of a pure devotee and Bhagwan are non-different, my dear friends. They are non-different. So Haridas Thakur says that even by chanting Namabhas, people will be delivered in Kali Yuga. And now let's see what he is telling. So we are going to start the class now. So we go to verse number 55 of the third chapter of Antya Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yadyapi anya sanket anya haya nama bhas tathapi na mera teja na haya vinash. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Namacharya Haridas Thakur, the authority on the chanting of the holy name, said, "The chanting of the Lord's holy name to indicate something other than the Lord is an instance of Namabhas. Even when the holy name is chanted in this way, its transcendental power is not destroyed." So you're chanting to indicate something else, but you're chanting the holy name, but you don't intend to chant the holy name. You're intending to chant somebody else's name, something else, but you end up chanting the syllables of the holy name. That is called Namabhas. So there are two types of chanting. There is Namabhas and there is Shuddha Nam. Please pay attention, my dear friends. This is very important. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a Mahamantra. It comprises of the primary names of Krishna. Hare, Krishna, and Rama. Chanting these holy names of Krishna is of two types. Namabhas and Shuddhanam. Shuddhanam gives Krishna prem. What is Namabhas? Namabhas is of different types. There is Chhaya Namabhas and there is Pratibimba Namabhas. Chhaya Namabhas is like a shadow of the holy name. If I stand in the sun, you can see my shadow. Without looking at me, just by looking at my shadow, what will you understand? Something you will understand. That this person has one head. If I have my hands upraised, moving, you will understand this person whose shadow this is has got two hands. Something you will understand. But you will not understand that I am wearing kanthi mala. You will not be able to see my tilak. You will not be able to see my kurta. You will not be able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cloth that I have tied on the right wrist. All these details you will not be able to see. But you will be able to see some vague features. One head, two hands, two legs. I think he's wearing a dhoti or maybe a pant. Not sure. So something you will be able to see. That is called Chhaya Namabhas. It is a shadow. By perceiving the shadow of a person, you can get some idea about that person, but not the details. What is the color of the eyes? Whether the person has put lipstick or not? Those details you cannot understand by looking at the chhaya. Similarly, there is Pratibimba Namabhas. When you look at the Pratibimba, you can get some understanding. When you look at your own reflection in water, it is inverted, but you get some idea. Oh, there are two eyes, two ears, but it is not the same as looking at the person directly. Touching the person, embracing the person, speaking to the person. You cannot speak to the Pratibimba. You cannot embrace the Pratibimba. You cannot touch the Pratibimba. You cannot see all the details in the Pratibimba. So Namabhas is of two types, Chhaya Namabhas and Pratibimba Namabhas. One instance of Namabhas is when you are calling somebody else and you get Sukriti for chanting holy name because it is Krishna Nam. So we go to verse number 56. So just to finish the chain of thought that we had. So there are two types of Krishna Nam. There is Shuddha Nam, which we already discussed in detail, and Namabhas. Now, there is something called as Namaprad also. So what is Namaprad? Why we are saying there are only two types of chanting of the holy name? Shuddhanam and Namabhas. Where does Namaprad fit in? My dear friends, Jaiva Dharma of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that Namaprad is a part of Namabhas. So there are two types of chanting, Shuddhanam and Namabhas. Namabhas is of two types. There is Namaprad and there is Namabhas. In Namabhas, when we are committing the 10 offenses against the holy name, it becomes that Namabhas chanting becomes Namaprath. And it is the lowest type of chanting. When we are not committing these 10 offenses and we chant the holy name, but we are not on the platform of chanting Shuddha Nam, we are not Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, Jnana Karma Dhyanavratam, Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam Bhaktir Uttama. We are not on that platform of chanting Shuddha Nam, but we are not committing offenses also, then that is just Namabhas. And this Namabhas is of two types. There is Pratibimba Namabhas and there is Chaya Namabhas. So, with this discussion, now let's go to the next verse. Namaprad. Chanting Namaprad can slowly destroy our sins. So even Namaprad is beneficial. It destroys our sins. Namabhas completely destroys our Prarabdha and Aprarabdha sins. Completely. And in addition, Namabhas can fulfill our material desires. It can give us bhukti. It can even give us up to the platform of mukti, liberation. Namabhas can. But Namabhas cannot give us Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem can only be received by chanting Shuddha Nam. Verse number 56. Damshtri damshtrahato mlecho hara meti punah punah uktva api muktim apnoti kim punah shraddhaya grinan. Translation. Even a mlecha who is being killed by the tusk of a boar and who cries in distress again and again, haram, haram, attains liberation. What then to speak of those who chant the holy name with veneration and faith? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Purport. This refers to an instance in which a meat eater being killed by a boar uttered the words Haram, Haram, again and again at the time of his death. Since this is a quotation from the Narasimha Puran, this indicates that in the Puranic age, there must also have been mlechas and yavanas, meat eaters. And the word haram, meaning condemned, were also uttered in those days. Thus, Srila Haridas Thakur gives evidence that even a meat eater who condemns something by uttering the words haram gets the benefit of chanting the holy name that the devotee chants to mean, O my Lord Shri Ram. End of purport. Hare Krishna. I remember when I was doing my surgical residency in a rural village. For 3 years I was there, 2004 to 2007. And one day we got a farmer patient that we had to take emergently to the operating room because he was in his 40s and he had planted some peanuts in his field, and there is another crop called curdi from which we can make oil. Those things he had planted, and the wild boar, they like to eat peanuts in the fields. So a group of wild boars, they were around more than a dozen, they came at night and they were destroying the crop they were eating. So this farmer, poor fellow, he depended on his crop for his entire year's livelihood. He took a stick and he went out into the field because he heard the wild boars having a good time on his crop. So he went into the field to scare them away. But one male wild boar with big tusks, he attacked this farmer. And in one blow, before he knew it was coming, in one blow, he just hit him on his thigh and made him fall on the ground. Just toppled him over. And then as he was lying on the laying on the ground, he just gored him with his tusks. And he had laceration wounds on his arms, on his thighs. But the worst injury was on his belly, where the tusks of the wild boar completely pierced his abdomen and eviscerated his bowels, his intestines. And he was crying for help. And some neighbors, some villagers, they came, they made some noise, they lit some torches, and the wild boar ran away. And then they brought him to the casualty department, emergency room. And I can never forget, early in the morning, I was on call and I see this man holding his intestine in his hand, being brought on a stretcher. And immediately we had to take him to the operating room. I called my attending surgeon and we opened him up. And at three places, we had to resect his bowels because they were completely perforated and damaged, not viable. And for 2 weeks, he was in the hospital. He recovered. But I've seen firsthand how dangerous a wild boar attack can be. And there is a story mentioned in the Narasimha Puran. There was this Mlecha, a Muslim meat eater. He went to pass stool early in the morning. And a wild boar attacked him as he was sitting in the forest answering nature's call. So first of all, he is in a contaminated situation. He's sitting and he's passing stool. And there is this animal who is considered most abominable. A pig, a wild pig, a wild boar attacks him. So first of all, he's a contaminated person because he's a meat eater. He's a sinful person. Second of all, he's in a contaminated condition. He is passing stool. And number three, he's attacked by a contaminated animal, a condemned animal. Muslims call it haram. There is halal, something that is offered to Allah, something that is sanctified by Allah. And what is not sanctioned by Allah, the Supreme Lord, that is called haram. So there is halal and there is haram. Pigs are considered abominable. They are abominable. They are very dirty. And the Muslims don't eat the meat of pigs. They don't deal with pigs because pigs are very dirty. So pigs are called haram. So this haram dumpstri with big, big teeth, wild boar, he attacked this Muslim as he was passing stool. So he said, haram, 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 dirty, dirty pig is attacking. Haram, haram, haram. And he was gored by the tusks of that wild boar and he died. But his last words were, he was trying to shoo away the wild boar. He was saying, haram, haram, haram. And Narasimha Puran said that our merciful Lord Ramchandra, Lokabhiramam Ranarangadhiram Rajivanetram Raghuvamshanatham Karunyarupam Karunakarantam Shri Ramachandram Sharanam Prapadde Karunyarupam Karunakarantam. He is the personification of mercy, compassion. Karunyarupam Karuna Karantam, and he's always bestowing his mercy. Our Lord Shri Ram considered that this Muslim is actually chanting my name, because Ha means Oh in Sanskrit and Ram is Ram. Haram, Haram, he's chanting. Oh, he's calling out my name. Oh Lord Ram, Oh my Lord Ram, Oh my Lord Ram. So immediately he delivered that Muslim. He was given liberation. So that is the story. This is an example of the power of Namabhas. It can take you up to the stage of liberation. Then we go to verse number 57. Last verse for today. Ajamila put. Sorry. Many times it happens. You are reading the Sanskrit verse. Damshri damshrahatam lecho hara meti puna puna. And then you come to the Bengali verse. And you start chanting the Bengali verse in the Sanskrit meters. And vice versa. From Bengali to Sanskrit, then you switch. Sometimes I start chanting the Sanskrit in the Bengali meter. So, Ajamila putre bolay bali narayana Vishnu duta ashi chhadai tahara bandhana. Translation. Ajamil was a great sinner during his life. But at the time of death, he accidentally called for his youngest son whose name was Narayan. And the attendants of Lord Vishnu came to relieve him from the bonds of Yamraj, the superintendent of death. अजामिल पुत्रे बोलाए, अजामिल इज कॉलिंग टू हिज पुत्र बलि नारायण, नारायण नारायण माय डियर सन नारायण, विष्णु दूत आशी छाड़ाए, बट विष्णु दूत केम एंड दे रिलीव्ड हिम ताहारो बंधन फ्रॉम यमदूतास बंधन फ्रॉम द यमपाश, छिनत्सि घोरम यमपाश बंधम। Our Velomangal Thakur says that Krishna's name is so powerful that it can cut Yamapash. Chinat Sighoram Yamapash Abandham. So the Vishnu Dutas came and they saved Ajamil from this great calamity. This story is mentioned in the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So the story is mentioned that in an area called Kanyakubja near Kanpur, there was a Brahman called Ajamil. And he used to chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He would do Shaligram Seva also. He was a Brahman. He had a wife, he had his parents, his family, and he was living nicely. But one day while going to the forest, he saw a prostitute having an intimate physical relationship with a Shudra man. He had gone to the forest and he saw this pornography. He saw this illicit behavior. And suddenly he was filled with attraction for that beautiful prostitute. And because the prostitute was quite young compared to Ajamil. She was quite young. And he became completely overcome with lust. So much so that Ajamil gave up the association of his parents, gave up the association of his wife, his family, his deities, his Brahman Dharma, his Kula Dharma, everything, his Jaiva Dharma, and he approached the prostitute and started living with her, started serving her, started taking care of her, started providing for her. And it is said that this prostitute had 10 children. Our acharyas explain that these 10 children happened after Ajamil started living with her. But they were not all Ajamil's children. Because she was a prostitute and she was not faithful. She was not chaste. She would have relationships with other men. And the 9 children, nobody knew whose children they were. Who was the father. Or who were the fathers of those 9 different children. But the 10th child was begotten by this prostitute from Ajamil. Ajamil was the father of the youngest son. Other 9 we don't know. And Ajamil and this wife, they were very attached to this youngest son. Because generally it is so. The youngest child is everybody's favorite. The older siblings also pamper. The parents also pamper. And the youngest child is the favorite. So there's a story, my dear friends, that after Ajamil started living with this prostitute, he didn't know how to earn his livelihood. He was completely engrossed in sensual enjoyment with his wife. He had no time for dharma. But as a family man, you have to provide for your family. So how did Ajamil earn his wealth? He earned his wealth by gambling. He earned his wealth by stealing. He earned his wealth by kidnapping people and tying them up and then asking for a ransom from their family members to release them. And he earned his money by taking loans from people and then defaulting on the payment, not paying back after taking a loan. These were the 4 methods by which Ajamil maintained his family. Completely dishonest, he was a rascal. Imagine kidnapping people. Imagine stealing and robbing people. Imagine taking a loan and then not paying it back to the money lenders. And imagine earning your wealth by gambling and cheating. This was the daily life of Ajam. He was violent, he was unethical, and he was a hardened criminal. Someone who was a sattvic, mode of goodness, Brahman, worshipping Shaligram Shila, chanting Krishna Nam, has degraded to such a low level. Why? Simply because of Adanta Gobhir, uncontrolled senses. Matirna Krishna Parata Swatova Mitho Bhipadaye Tagriha Vritana Adanta Gobhir Vishatam Tamishra Punah Punaschar Vitachar Vanana. Our Prahlad Maharaj describes in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Matirna Krishna. A person cannot become Krishna conscious. When we give blessings to young children who bow down to us, we say, Krishna Matir Astu. May you always be Krishna conscious. May you always think of Krishna. So Bhagavan Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmara. Always remember me, Manmana. And therefore, as devotees, we give this blessings to others, saying that Krishna Matirastu, may you always be Krishna conscious, may you always think of Krishna. May Krishna always delve in your mind, in your consciousness. But Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Matirana Krishna, a person cannot become Krishna conscious. Parata, by preaching, by the efforts of others who are preaching to him, a person cannot become Krishna conscious. Such a person cannot become Krishna conscious. Svatova, or by one's own attempts. Sometimes a person may try to become Krishna conscious. Sometimes a person may try to become Krishna conscious, but will not be able to become Krishna conscious. Have you seen that? You preach to somebody and they say, I'm trying, but it's just not possible. I'm not able to be Krishna conscious. I'm not able to chant. You know, my mind is uncontrolled, goes here and there. Svatova. By one's own efforts, one cannot become Krishna conscious. And mithobi. And by a combination of two. By one's own efforts and by the efforts of others. Also, one cannot become Krishna conscious. Who? Who is this person who cannot become Krishna conscious by own effort, by efforts of others, and a combination of those two? Cannot become Krishna conscious. Who is such a person who cannot become Krishna conscious? Adanta Gobhir. A person who cannot control his senses. One whose senses are uncontrolled. Such a person cannot be Krishna conscious. Which means, to become truly Krishna conscious, my dear friends, we have to learn to control our senses. We have to control sense gratification. It's very important. Matirna Krishna Parata Svatova Mitho Bhipadaye Tag Griha Vratana. And such a person becomes Griha Vrata. Instead of Drida Vrata, becomes Griha Vrata. Becomes very attached to myself, my house, my Griha, my possessions. Becomes very attached. Money, wealth, women, wine. Matirna Krishna Parata Svatova Mitho Bhipadaye Tagriha Vritana Adanta Gobhir Vishatam Tamishra. What happens to such a person who cannot become Krishna conscious? Vishatam Tamishra. He goes to the hell called Tamishra. And then the cycle of birth and death, Punarapi Janamam, Punarapi Maranam, continues. Punah Punascharvita Charvanana. That sexual intercourse which you have enjoyed so many times in so many lives as human being, as animal, etc. You want to do it again. Same thing. You want to do it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Again and again and again. There is no end. This is the story of a person who cannot become Krishna conscious. So if our senses are uncontrolled, then we are not Krishna conscious. Adant Gopir. We are not Krishna conscious. So Ajamil was like that. His senses were uncontrolled, and he would stoop down to any level to maintain his family, to impress his beautiful young wife. He himself was old. He became 83 years old when he had his wife pregnant for the 10th time. His wife was pregnant for the 10th time. Ajamil was 83 years old, Shukdev Goswami says. And one day he had gone to gamble, to steal money, to take a loan from people with the intention of not returning. He had gone to another village to get some money by some fraud, illegal means. And in his village near Kanpur, Kanyakubja, some sadhus came, some mahatmas came to do Harikatha. And they did Harikatha, and by the time they finished the Harikatha, it was very late. So they did not have time to go back to where they had planned to go to spend that night. So they decided, let us stay here only in this village. Let us spend the night in this village because it is too late. So they asked some villagers, is there some person here who is Atithi Sevak, who likes to serve guests? Is there some Brahman here who would like to receive us? Bhagavat Kathakars, devotees of Krishna, would anyone like to have us as Atithi in this village? So there were some boys who were playing there in the village. And as a joke, they told the devotees, the Bhaktivedantas, oh yes, there is one person in our village. He lives in the outskirts of the village. He is a Brahman. And he is very, very Atithi Upasak. He loves to worship his Atithis, his guests. His name is Pandit Ajamil. They were saying sarcastically, there is Pandit Ajamil. He lives with his wife and 9 children. Oh, very pious person. You must go and stay with him. The boys were playing a prank, a joke on the sadhus. Sadhus did not know anything. They said, okay, sure, where is Pandit Ajamil? Where does he live? They said, oh, that way, go that way. So these Bhagavat Kathakars, these devotees, sadhus, they were walking on the road of the village asking, where does Pandit Ajamil live? Where does Pandit Ajamil live? And people were like covering their mouths and, you know, suppressing their smile, and they would say, there, go that way. Finally, late in the evening, these sadhus arrived at the house of Ajamil. And they knocked on the door, and his wife opened the door. The wife was pregnant, 9 months pregnant. She was younger. She was pregnant. And it was her 10th pregnancy. She already had 9 children from different people. And now she was pregnant for the 10th time. And the sadhu said that we are sadhus, we are devotees of Krishna, and we did some Harikatha in your village, and it's late, so we just want to spend the night in someone's house. And the villager said that we should stay here at the house of Pandit Ajamil. Is Pandit Ajamil there at home? The prostitute saw that these are sadhus, they are wearing Vaishnav Tilak, they are wearing Tulsi Kanti Mala, they are holy people. So the prostitute was having low moral values, but she was not wicked like her husband. Ajamil was wicked. His wife, prostitute, had low moral. She was of loose character, but she was not wicked. There is a difference. So she said, no, sadhus, mahatmas, sorry, Pandit ji is not here. Pandit Ajamil is not here. He has gone to another village. He will come back tomorrow. But she didn't want to disappoint them. So she said, but you can stay here. You know, we have a, you know, inside the house, you will not be comfortable. There are already 9 children and I am also pregnant. I am alone. My husband is not there. You will also not feel comfortable. He said, no, we don't live in anybody's house. Just in your courtyard, if you can make some arrangement for us to live, to spend the night, it will be good. So Ajamil's wife, the prostitute, said, all right, please sit down, wait. And there was like a mandap in the front yard of the house, small little mandap where people could sit in the evening. In Bengal, they call it Durga Mandap. Most people have it. So, but here in Kanpur area, there was just a little mandap in the front yard. So Ajamil's wife, the prostitute, told the sadhus, you wait here. She went with a broom and she swept the mandap area. Little covering, like a tent in the courtyard. She swept the area, removed all the stones and dust and dirt. Then she went inside, she got a bucket of water and she sprinkled water in that area. Because water makes all the dust in the air settle down and also it gives a nice cool feeling, so they can sleep peacefully. And then she gave them some chadar to rest on and spend the night. And she gave some firewood, she gave some oil or ghee. And she gave some rice, some vegetables for them to cook. So it was night, they lit a fire, they cooked some bhoga, they offered it to Sri Vishnu, Lord Narayan, and they ate prasad in the courtyard of Ajamil. And then they took rest. When they were finishing their dinner, some villagers came and they saw that really these sadhus have made residence in the courtyard of Ajamil. So they came to the courtyard, they came to the mandap and they whispered to the sadhus. Actually, those young boys, they're very playful. They played a prank on y'all by telling them that you should spend the night in the house of Pandit Ajamil. Actually, Ajamil is not a pandit, he's a rascal, he's a criminal. This wife is a prostitute. Nobody knows where those 9 children have come from, who the fathers are. And now she's pregnant. Her husband Ajamil is 83 years old. He's a rascal. You should not stay here. And the villagers left. But it is the nature of a sadhu to be karunika. Titikshava karunika. They are very tolerant and they are very merciful. That is the nature of a sadhu. So because of titiksha and karuna, these sadhus decided that we will stay put. We will take rest here only. And they spent the night in the courtyard of Ajamil. In the morning, as they were leaving, Ajamil's wife, who was pregnant, she came to offer her obeisances to them. When she offered obeisances, the sadhus discussed among themselves, how can we benefit Ajamil and Ajamil's wife? How can we benefit them? After all, the wife has shown some hospitality. She cleaned the mandap, swept it, sprinkled some water, gave us ingredients to cook our dinner, gave us a place to sleep comfortably at night. She has been hospitable to us and now she's offering obeisances as the custom is. You know, when a saffron clad sadhu is there, he's there leaving. So she offered obeisances to them. So how can we benefit her? So the sadhus discussed and then they told her that, oh Devi, we are leaving now. Thank you for your hospitality. You are pregnant. You are expecting a child. You are Garbhavati. From our side, take this prasad. We are giving you this mercy. When this child is born, he will be a male child. He will be a boy. You please name him Narayana. And the sadhus left. Later that day, Ajamil came back. After stealing some money, he came back and the wife narrated the whole story that some sadhus came, they spent the night here in the mandap and before going, they said that I will have a male child and we should name the child Narayan. Soon after that, she gave birth to a son and Ajamil and his wife, they named the child Narayan. In fact, it is described that even before delivery, after the wife told Ajamil the story of the sadhus, even when the child was in the womb, Ajamil would very lovingly ask his wife, How is Narayan doing in your womb? Is he kicking you? Is he moving? So even when, before Narayan was born, Ajamil would call him as Narayan. Even when the child was in the womb. How is Narayan? How is Narayan? And after Narayan was born, his affection and attraction towards Narayan only increased. And every time he would say, Narayan, from your mother's lap, come to my lap. Come and sit on my lap. So in this way, Ajamil was saying the word, the name Narayan, 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 hundreds of times. 5 years later, when Ajamil was 88 years old, he became very sick and he was about to leave his body. And he became very fearful. There was shortness of breath, there was mucus building up in his chest, he was having air hunger, struggling to breathe, and out of intense fear at a time of death with great anxiety, he called out, Narayan, Narayan, the person to whom he was most attached. Narayan, Narayan, he called his son, Sanket. He was calling the son, but the son's name happened to be the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. And this verse explains how Lord Narayan's servants, the Vishnu Dutas, they came there. It is described that Vishnu Dutas are always roaming to protect the devotees. Even now as we are talking, the Vishnu Dutas, the associates of Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, they are doing Brahman. They are traveling everywhere, all over this material universe to protect the devotees. To protect the devotees. You see, Lord Vishnu actually has, Krishna has nothing to do with the material world. Krishna belongs to the spiritual realm. But Krishna's devotees are so merciful that they are moving everywhere to see how the devotees are doing. Therefore, in Brahma Muhurta especially, they are very active. So during Brahma Muhurta, if we are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Vishnu Dutas will notice us and they will give us all blessings and empowerment. So they came. We are running out of time, but it's a very beautiful story how they came and they saved Ajamil from the noose of the Yamadutas. And then Ajamil, he went and he did intense bhajan for a few years. And then went back home, back to Godhead. But the turning point was Namabhas. It was Namabhas chanting the name of Narayan that saved him. That saved him. So this is the glory of chanting Harinam. And it is our duty to rise to the platform of Shuddhanam. Without Shuddhanam, we cannot get Krishna prem. So I would like to stop here. There is much to discuss actually. I have made some notes from Jaiva Dharma, which I wanted to discuss because there are a few chapters in Jaiva Dharma, three chapters actually, which deal with Naam Tattva. 9, 10, 11. They deal with Naam Tattva. They deal with Naam Aparad, Naam Abhas and Shuddha Naam. Three chapters. So I made some notes, but we have run out of time. But this is a very important topic, chanting the holy names of Krishna. It is the only way in Kali Yuga. So I would like to stop here and see if there are any comments or any questions. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such a nice, interesting class. Prabhuji, for the benefit of everyone, can you also point out the reference, Prabhu, for this, for the story so that everyone can...
Which story, Mataji?
The Ajamil story, Prabhu.
Oh, this is sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
The details of the story, Prabhu.
Details. This is a 2004 Ajamil Katha by Sri Srimad Radha Govindadas Goswami Maharaj. Okay. It's on ISKCON Desire.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And in that story, Srila Radha Govinda Goswami Maharaj says that he has heard these details about how the name became Narayan. From some Mahatmas, He says, कुछ महात्माओं का कहना है कि ऐसी कथा है कि you know, then he tells the story of how those Bhaktivedantas came to the village of Ajamil and like that.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
And Prabhu, you did say that you have some more notes regarding details of Namabhas and Namaprat. So maybe we can schedule one more session so that you can complete that, if you're okay.
Yeah, I would love to do that, Mataji.
Okay, because I think this whole section is about that and it'll be nice to delve deep into it. So I'll get in touch with you for that, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prithivilasini Mataji. Please take care of your health. Your throat seems to be a little inflamed, so I pray that you get better soon, feel better soon. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare
Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Dhanvat Pranam.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for this detailed explanation, and you take so much of efforts to bring all the stories from all the lectures also, because when we are taking this Ajamil story from the for the Govinda class, we didn't find this. We should have consulted you for it. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Mother is so I missed the last sentence. Sorry, I was trying to find that lecture of Radha Govind Maharaj so I can forward it to Prithivila Sinimathari. So my audio shut down. What did you say? Last sentence, Mother?
Prabhu, with the Govinda class, we had Ajamil story as the last for the last chapter was Ajamil story. And then we tried to find, but only we could find the initial, like how Ajamil was, the initial history of Ajamil, the previous birth. But we didn't find the any reference with, because I always heard that question that how come he named his son Narayan when he was into so many the wrong things. And then we always thought that there should be some reference, but never could find it. And so thank you so much for sharing this. It's really, take a note of it. Thank you so much.
Thanks to Srila Radha Govinda Goswami Maharaj. So Mataji, what is your good name?
Sita Priti Devi Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Sita Priti. Sita Priti. Yes. Mataji, I will send you the lecture. There's a whole series of lectures. And this was, I think, lecture 3, if I remember correctly. Day 3.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
As usual, very nectarian class. Prabhuji, I learned lesson from you that you are so busy in your material job, 12 hours. I have seen my daughter so much frustrated, but still you are given us a time to give Krishna conscious. So Prabhuji, you get lots of bhakti and special mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Six Goswami and our Guru Parampara. We always pray for you and Radha Bhav. Thank you, Prabhuji. One more thing, that you explained Govardhan Leela. I miss one or two class. Can we get that recording so that all Bhakti Bhuksha Mataji, Bhakti Sangha Mataji can take a benefit of your Shishi Govardhan Leela's class, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna. Vrinda Gopi Mataji, I will send you the YouTube lectures. They are on upload on YouTube. I will send them to you. Mukta Sangha Prabhu, upload them. Yeah.
One more request, that there is a Pune Temple Harinam group and Sravanam Kirtanam group. Both Mataji want your all YouTube lectures and G. Amindra Prabhuji lecture also. So please send a YouTube link, Prabhuji. Hari Bol Dhanvat Pranam.
I will send Mataji. There is a link. I don't have any YouTube this channel, but Amarendra Prabhu's channel is Punyam Krishna Kathamritam or Amarendra Das official. I will send you the link on WhatsApp.
Yes, Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Also on ISKCON Desiree, Amarendra Prabhu under Prabhus, if you go to Amarendra Das, there are, I think, hundreds of lectures, if not thousands. Hare Krishna.
They want abroad recently Shishi Radha Ashtami and Shishi Janmashtami recording lecture. Prabhuji,
yeah, they are on Amarendra Das official. Amarendra Das official. I will send you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Dandavat.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, thank you so much. Very, very nice class. Also, I was thinking how Ajamil named his son Narayan, but then I thought maybe because he has a background of Brahminical nature, maybe he named him, Narayan, but today it is very much clear. Thank you for sharing that story with us, Prabhuji. Regarding Namabhas, you said that when someone is saying the holy name unknowingly, they get the sukriti. So is it okay to somehow make a person who actually does not believe in God say the holy name and then thinking that they will get the sukriti, or it is an offense?
No. What is the good name, Mataji?
I'm Brinda.
Brinda Mataji, you have asked such a wonderful question. Yes, it is an offense. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, please.
It is an offense to preach the glories of the holy name to a faithless person. For example, if somebody is faithless and you go to them and say, "Arey, beta, chant Hare Krishna, all your sins of millions of lifetimes will be eradicated." What nonsense you are talking. He'll make fun of the holy name. He or she will make fun of the holy name. So those who are faithless, those who don't have faith, we should not extol the glories of the holy name to them. That is an offense. It is a namaprad. To preach the glories of holy name to somebody who has no faith, because they will just make fun of holy name. But to give them the benefit of namabhas is very good. It is not a namaprad. Like the sadhus did. They gave the benefit of namabhas to Ajamil and his prostitute wife. So that is not namaprad. That is nam seva. That is paropkar. You are benefiting them. And I will tell you one example. I love to tell this. I have told this many times. Maybe you have already heard. But for my purification, I will tell. One of the greatest preachers of the holy names currently in Kali Yuga on this planet is Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, a glorious Senapati disciple of our founder Acharya, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And 3 years ago, he comes quite often, at least once a year. Now, because of his health, 2 years he could not come. Last year and few years ago also he could not come. But otherwise, he comes once a year. And before his liver and kidney transplant surgery, he used to require a procedure every few weeks. So that procedure we did here at Atlanta when he was here. So I was able to serve him that day. And when I was discharging him from the hospital, as he was leaving the hospital, I offered my obeisances. And I asked him, "Maharaj, how can I make my profession Krishna conscious?" And he told me that, "I saw how you were examining me. When you examine patients, somehow you should make them chant the holy name of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because Krishna Nama Kari Aparadhira Vichar. In chanting Krishna Nama, there are some Nama Prats. But Gaura Nam, Gaura Dham, Gaura Rupa Gun, Aparadha Nahi Mane Tarite Nipun." In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "Gaura Nama, Gaura Dham, Gaura Rupa Gun, Aparadha Nahi Mane Tarite Nipun." That Gaura Nam, the name of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gaura Dham, the abode of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Navadvip Dham, Gaura Nama, Gaura Dhama, Gaura Rupa Gun, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deity, Gaura Rup, and Gaura Gun, chanting the transcendental qualities, speaking Gaura Katha, Gaura Leela, there are no offenses. And not only that, there are no offenses considered, but Tarite Nipun, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they are very expert, Nipun, in Tarite, in delivering the conditioned souls in Kali Yuga. So he said, "Somehow or the other, you make them chant the holy names." So I said, "Maharaj, this is the Christian belt. This is the Bible belt, Atlanta. The southern belt, Alabama, Georgia, Florida. These are very, very strict, orthodox Christians here. And if I tell them to chant Krishna Nam or Gaura Nam, they will not like it. And I don't want to, as a physician, you know, it's not proper for me to, using my position of authority as a physician, to make them chant something religious. It may not be appropriate." So he said, no. "We respect their dharma. We respect their Christianity that they are following. That is very good. but somehow let them get the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu also. I said, how can I do that? So he told me, there are different tests. There is a finger nose test that we do, knee elbow test that we do on patient. These are all neurological tests that we regularly perform when I examine patients. So he said, you make them say this, let them touch their knee and then let them touch their imaginary thigh. So knee, thigh, knee, thigh, knee, thigh, knee, thigh. Let them do this. And then you tell them to chant, this is my. So knee, touch their knee, my, knee, my, knee, my. So knee, thigh, knee, thigh, knee, thigh, knee, my, knee, my, knee, my. In this way, you are chanting, asking them to chant the name of Nimai Nitai. And they will get a tremendous benefit. So I said, I will try, Maharaj. Thank you so much. And then I offered obeisances. And then he blessed me on my head. I can never forget for a long time. And then he told Mahavara Prabhu, give him my number also. So he can call me. I never called him. But I will show you some. I will make you hear some of the things that I did. So listen. So this is a stroke patient. The doctor is teaching the patient. So these are patients who know nothing about Krishna, but still, is another patient.
Knee, thigh. Knee, thigh. Yes. Knee, thigh. Say, knee, thigh.
Knee, thigh.
Knee, thigh.
Knee, thigh.
Knee, my. Knee, my.
Knee, my.
Yes. Knee, my.
Knee, my.
Knee, thigh.
Knee, thigh.
Knee, my.
Knee, my.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
So I added this to what Srila Jayaprakash Maharaj taught me. I tell them to clap their hands and I say, like, hurry up. So say, hurry, hurry, hurry. So Nitai, Nimai, they chant the name of Nityananda Gauranga and then name of Lord Hari also. And it's Sankirtan because I am chanting, they are chanting. So and clapping the hands also. It is said in Narasimha Puran that when you clap your hands and you chant Hari Hari, all the Papa Pakshi, they fly away. All the birds of the sins, they fly away. All the Papa Pakshi fly away. Like you go under a tree and you clap your hands, all the birds will get scared and fly away. So similarly, when you clap your hands and chant Hari Hari, all the Papa Pakshi from the heart fly away. Hari Hari. So I tell them to clap their hands and say Hari Hari. So Ni Tai Ni Mai Hari Hari Hari. Like that. They get Namabhas benefit.
Hari Bol.
Last patient.
Hari Hari Bol.
Say Ni Tai
Ni Sai
Ni Tai
Ni Sai
Ni Tai
Ni Sai
Ni Mai
Ni Mai
Ni Mai
Ni Mai
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Like hurry up. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Hurry, do it fast.
Yeah, hurry, hurry, hurry.
Say. Be fast, be fast. Like that.
No, say. No, say hurry, hurry, hurry.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Ni Tai
Ni Tai
Ni Mai
Ni Tai
Ni Mai
Ni Mai
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
So this patient was saying, knee fast, hurry, hurry, hurry. Sometimes they are disoriented, delirious also, but they still get Namabhas. And then I pray for them. So when I recorded this, because when Srila Jayaprakash Swami Maharaj will come here to Atlanta, New Panitha Dham, which is so dear to him, I want to show him, sit at his lotus feet and show him this. He'll be very happy. So like this, Namabhas we can give. Namabhas we can give everybody. Is that okay, Mataji? Vrinda Mataji?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji. So wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. So I think we have to do some ideas to make them recite the names. Something like that, right?
Yes, yes. So right. Something, you know, innovative like Srila Jayaprakash Swami Maharaj taught me.
Okay. Thank you so much, yes. Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Thank
Krishna.
You for the recordings, Prabhu. Thank you for sharing.
Very nice, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhu.
Yeah, when a new neighbor came to came here, so she was Japanese and she was asking me, how do you say you are Indian? She was so curious what Indians are like. So say, how do you say hi in India? I said, Hare Krishna. And he said, how do you say bye? I said, Hare Krishna. So anyway, whenever she will see me, she will say Hare Krishna.
Oh, so wow.
So how long she was here, she will always say Hare Krishna. She was so nice.
Yeah. Mataji, your Namabhas technology is better than the Japanese technology. Hare Krishna. Good Namabhas. Very nice.
Prabhuji, with your permission, I want to say that taking care of senior citizen, she's a paralysis patient and 82 years old, and she's Gujarati, so worshipping, not able to speak even whatever, whether she has to drink water or eating food or medicine, she not able to speak single words, but she knows Sitaram, and our Bhakti Sangha Japa is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Prabhuji, you can't believe, but she started Ram Krishna, and more than one day I see the one Gujarati file, bhajan file. Prabhuji, she is singing 84 bhajan. Though Mataji is not able to speak for water or for going washroom, nothing. His daughter is given a timetable, so we follow that timetable. So she's being not clearly, but 84 bhajan of Srinathji Bhagwan. So this is the potency of Naam, hearing Naam, Namabhas, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, every day in Bhakti Sangha group 10 to 11, Prabhuji. This is the potency of Vaishnava Association. I learned from her that how sincere that Mataji is, sincere Vaishnavi Prabhu. So thanks to Bhakti Sangha, all Matajis, that by hearing that lecture, it is in English. Mata, she is pure Gujarati family. She don't know about English, but still she is laughing after hearing Nimai, Nitai, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Very inspiring. Prithi Vilasi Mataji, can I share one very short anecdote that happened 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
During my previous work week, what happened was, I had a patient who was in mid-70s, around 75-year-old, and he had cirrhosis of the liver, and because of that he got liver cancer, and it spread everywhere, and you know, he was in this fulminant liver failure. He was about to die. So I spoke to the family and the patient, and we agreed to send him to a hospice facility. When a patient is actively dying, we usually send them to a hospice facility. If we think that they will not live for more than a couple of days, we send them to the hospice facility. Otherwise, we can do hospice at home also. This patient did not have any family to take care of him at home. His family were like spread all over the country. He was alone in Atlanta. So we decided to send him to a hospice facility. But he was COVID positive also. And because of that, there were a lot of limitations to which hospice facility he could go, because we needed an isolation bed and whatnot. So it was a weekend and I couldn't find any placement for him in a hospice facility, and he was dying. So he was supposed to die in a hospice facility, but he ended up dying in the hospital. And I rounded on him just a few minutes before he left his body. And he was like in and out of consciousness, very delirious. So I patted him on his shoulder and I said, sir, Mr. So-and-so, I took his last name. I said, sir. And he briefly opened his eyes. I said, say, ni tai. And it took some time for him to get it, but twice he said, ni tai, ni tai. Then I said, say, ni mai, ni mai. So 2-3 times he said, ni mai, ni mai. And I recorded this. And then I said, say, hari, hari, hari. So he couldn't say that. Then I repeated, hari, hari, hari. Then once he said, hari. And then few minutes after that, he died. So the last words that he spoke in his body were Nitai, Nimai, and Hari. So I was so happy. I sent that recording to Amarendra Prabhu. He was almost in tears when he heard that. I told him these are the last words of this patient. He chanted. He heard, he chanted. So it was very auspicious. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy through all the acharyas, like Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, it is coming. And we have to just nimitta matra bhavasavya sashin, we have to just become instruments in their lotus hands. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Shri Naam Prabhu ki jai.
Yeah. Is that okay? Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Adigadadar Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
It's so amazing, like the way you share. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. It was very nice. I thank you for giving the class, even sitting in the car, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Sorry, I was supposed to be off, but they called me for work, so I had to come. And I had to give from the car only. Hare Krishna.
We are always grateful to you, Prabhu. Very, very wonderful class. And you just make our morning so bright and beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences and always heart-touching class. Thank you. Hari Bol, Prabhu.
Very grateful, Paneshwari Mataji. Paneshwari Mataji is asking to unmute, I guess.
Oh, really? Can anyone tell me on what name she is?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dalvat Pranams. I just want to thank you so much for this so inspiring and beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Is it OPP?
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. You are very enlightening for us.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, I think Amodiki Mataji is also trying to say something, but it's very low.
Yeah, I couldn't hear Mataji. I couldn't hear Amodiki Mataji.
I think Prabhuji, she just knew for the class.
Okay, okay. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Can you hear?
Yes, Mataji, now I can hear a little bit.
Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for a very enlightening class. Very nicely explained, very nice. And one devotee, her name is Sarbi Mataji. She's Prabhupada's disciple. And she lives in New Goloka, near there. And she goes to hospitals and she dresses as a clown. And that's what she also does, Neha, and teaching to all the kids, Neha and Nitai, like that, and they are all chanting like that. Very nice. Nice technique.
Hare Krishna, amazing.
Yes.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Paneshwari Lakshmi Mataji, my humble obeisances to you all. Mataji, sorry, I have not responded to your message, but I will respond today. Sorry.
Okay, okay, that's fine. Okay, I forgot about that, but thank you. I was just, actually, my couple thoughts that I had were, thank you so much for the whole Ajamil story behind the now I know the rest of the story, as the saying goes. But I was just thinking, again, the mercy of the Vaishnavas. And even your example that you were giving, how you were helping this patient that was passing away. I mean, to think that, see, this is how the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu works. It's such a subtle presence of the devotees. Because without the devotees, if without these Mahabhagavatas coming to that home, how could Ajamila get this mercy? And of course, you know, the person also has to be ripe in a sense, because even though, as you were saying, his wife was loose, but she was not evil, and I think it's an example for us, and I know myself, we make a lot of by seeing people, we make a lot of judgments on people, and sometimes we think, do they deserve to get Prabhupada's books, or will they take Prabhupada's books because they are whatever? They have tattoos all over their body, or they, you know, whatever judgments that we make. I mean, I can attest to my own faults in that, so that's why I'm speaking this way. But, you know, our responsibility is just to give, right? And I was just thinking how sweet that, you know, she was ripe. She had enough understanding of how to treat a devotee, how to treat a guest, you know, so she had at least some culture that she was able to, you know, take care of them in the way that she could. And because that, she got the mercy too. So I was just thinking how wonderful the story. And of course, your example is, as I said before, this is how Krishna and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu works in wonderful ways by sending his devotees in all the different places. So I was I was just very excited. It just took it to a whole different level for me, understanding the background story. So that was all I wanted to say. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Phaneshwar Lakshmi Mataji. I love how you summarize and give very important comments at the end. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Jai Prabhupada.
Can I end the class now? Hare Krishna, Manshakopaturubhyasya, Kapasindu Devasya, Patitanam, Pavanijo, Vaishnavajo, Namo Namo. Anantakoti Vaishnavrindaki Jai.
Anantakoti Vaishnavrindaki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Bhakti Sangha Ki Jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Now we can read the meeting.